Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar. How to automate your PPC to sell more used cars for less money. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today, and today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. And for anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, well, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the absolute best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the award-winning Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. We're so committed to lead conversion, optimization, and customer service that Dealer On is still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. Does your website company guarantee you a 50% lift in leads or your money back? Maybe you should check us out at our gorgeous brand new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. And we have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have two wonderful presenters today. First, Chris Burns is the CEO of Drivematic, a digital advertising agency providing online marketing services for car dealers, including SEO and automated SEM. It's evident that internet marketing has always been Chris's career passion, especially now that he's focusing on the automotive industry and working with some of the top automotive dealers in the country to help them further develop their web presence online. Chris readily admits that while he thoroughly enjoys the challenges of growing, learning, experimenting, and implementing plans online, it is the ever-changing nature of the search and internet marketing field that he feels is the most exciting part of the job. He's been studying and finding interesting new ways to use structured data on the web, and also specializes in creating new systems to streamline processes and maximize the many benefits of web tools. Chris can be reached at chris@drivematic.com. Joining Chris today is Stephen Irati, the Director of Sales for Drivematic, who has a knack for educating others and making the complicated seem simple. Since breaking into the world of digital marketing, Steve, or Stix as he is known to most, has unleashed his valuable experience creating graceful leadership and superior communication skills to positively affect the ever-changing digital space, and he has gratefully had the opportunity to work beside numerous automotive industry leaders and some of the best minds in the biz. Stix is a lifelong car enthusiast, as well as a semi-professional ultimate frisbee player for the Jacksonville Cannons, and he can be reached at stix@drivematic.com. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond to you by email later today. Also, don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference, and please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. And guess what? Ooh, our good friends at Drivematic, they're giving away an awesome prize today on the webinar. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win an Apple iPad. Oh, heck yeah. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though, so stay tuned, and you could be the one winning this amazing prize today. And at the conclusion of the webinar, you're going to receive a short survey. So please fill it out, because we're always looking for quality feedback from our audience, and we want to hear from you, so let your opinion be heard. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so please tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Chris and Stix at DriveDigitalGRP. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. So let's get started. Let's hear how to automate your PPC to sell more used cars for less money. First, let's say hi to Chris. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Ilya?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for coming back to the show. I really appreciate it. For anyone who missed it, the very first time Chris was on the show, he slayed it. So, of course, I had to have him back.
Oh, boy.
So, don't hesitate.
You're too kind.
No. I don't give out compliments that often. So don't hesitate to ask some great questions today, audience. Chris is a masterful Q&A session presenter. So don't worry about it. Ask your questions, and let's see if we can... What? You think they can stump you? Well, we'll see later on.
I would like for you to try to stump me today. I challenge somebody to try that.
Ooh, you heard it. He's laying down the gauntlet, audience. So think of some great questions and send them in. Joining Chris today, as I said before, is Stephen, but he likes to go by the name Stix. So that's what I'm going to call him today. Stix, say hello to everyone, if you wouldn't mind.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing today? Hope you guys are doing well.
I hope they're doing well, too. Audience, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Now, Chris and Stix, this information is very interesting that you have, and I know you have a lot of information to get to, but I think the trick for everyone when they're getting along to get involved with PPC is how do they sell more used cars for less money? It sounds like a dream, my friends. So I'm looking forward to seeing how we can actually do that. So before we get started, I know you're going to tell the audience everything that you're going to cover today. I just want to make sure you guys have stuff to drink because I know you're going to be doing a lot of talking, both of you. What do you have?
Oh, you want to make sure we have things to drink?
Yes. What are you drinking today? You have a martini or water?
I have bar set up here. It's all in play right now.
I don't want to make you nervous, Eliana. It's best if you don't know what we're drinking here.
Good. Okay, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Yes.
All right.
Water. It's mostly water. Mostly water.
All right. All right, so why don't we start off? Tell the audience today what we're going to be learning about.
Yeah. Hey, this is Chris. And I just want to say there are a lot of ways that you can sell more used car for less money. And what we're going to cover today is how to use automated software to try to sell used cars for less money. There are a lot of different ways. This is one that we want to bring to the table and let dealers know about. And, you know, it's just another option that's on the table for dealers. Hopefully everyone here is familiar with the basics of paid search advertising. We're going to talk about what automated PPC is, why it's important to selling used cars, or why we think it's important to selling used cars. It's a new tool that people need to use or should use. We're going to go over the best practices if you are or you intend to use a PPC marketing software that's automated to sell your cars. We'll definitely talk about mistakes to avoid if you're using a vendor that has an automation software. We're going to give away an iPad today. So everyone should listen carefully because there will be a question at the end, and it may not be something that's obvious, but it will be something that we discuss during the webinar. And if you get it right, we will give you an iPad. We'll mail it to you. And then at the end, we'll have a nice question and answer session, and hopefully someone can stump Styx more than myself because I've never seen him stump before, and I'm very excited about the potential that has.
You're too fine, sweetheart. Thank you.
He doesn't drink, so the fact that I'm here drinking, I'm hoping that he's easier to stump than me.
All right, everyone, let's get going. Ooh, nice first picture.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
So we're talking about automation, and I thought everybody, you know, you talk about artificial intelligence, Arnold's like the king, right? The Terminator approved. We don't want to talk about basics of paid search in general. I'm sure that everybody attending knows at least a little bit about it unless they're living under a rock. But PPC is basically the process of bidding for ad space through text ads, display ads, remarketing. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. When people are doing searches on Google or showing display images on websites that participate in ad networks like Google, there are many companies that are providing services with various strategies to manually manage PPC services for dealerships. DealerOn is one of them, and you guys are very good at that. We're talking today about automation software, which is a little bit different approach to trying to do that. There's only a few companies that we know that are actually providing fully automated PPC software that does everything humans can do, only better and more consistently. So basically, if it's mind-numbing and it's necessary as a species, we're going to find a robot or a computer that can do it more efficiently than us, right? That's just how we do it. And many of the pivotal tasks necessary for the creation of high-performance pay-per-click marketing is, in our opinion, best left to a smart, cost-efficient robot. By using software to automate the creation and management of your PPC campaigns, you're able to make sure that all the many adjustments and the tweaks that need to be made on a daily basis to every campaign, every ad group, every keyword, every single bid, down to the keyword level are being paid close attention to. And in reality, it's completely impossible for a human to actually do that effectively. Definitely not as effectively as an intelligent software can. Wow. So we're going to get into all this in more detail in a bit, but let's take a look at what automation software can accomplish that humans can't. Software can create individual ad groups for every single vehicle that you have in inventory. And that's what we call bin-level campaign creation. It manages the creation and removal of those ads when vehicles are brought into inventory or sold from inventory. It will automatically happen. No human needs to get involved. The software creates the ad copy based on individual elements of the vehicle. such as the price, the year, the make, the model, and the best ones use some of the top features of the vehicles in those ads as well. Software manages keywords for every ad group, including adding negative keywords, which is a very important part of PPC management. We can get into more detail on the specifics of how all this stuff works later on. The software manages bidding for each ad group and every keyword, actually, for every ad group. And the best solutions manage bidding, like I said, at the keyword level.
Hey there, everybody. Stix here. So when you look at the graphic that's on the screen right now, this is kind of a two-sided illustration. We're looking at the difference between traditional pay-per-click methods, what we've been doing since the beginning of pay-per-click, versus what the automation can now do that we're talking about today. And with that, the traditional side is always managed by a person. That means that there's always going to be room for error. With that, the person's going to have to go in. They're going to adjust bids every day. They're going to have to go in and reset any negative keywords or go about making sure that those ads are really being micromanaged correctly. The difference is you can go to general terms such as brands. You can go a little bit more specific with makes and even down to the model level, but you cannot go to an individual vehicle identification number. And this is where the automation platform really comes into play. Everything on the right side, we're talking about being able to do the generic make and model advertising, but we're going further with trim level, if you'd like. We're going all the way to VIN level specific. So if you have, for instance, 50 vehicles in your used inventory, you would have a campaign for each individual vehicle based on year, make, model, and as far as trim level, including features of those vehicles. That's the big difference between what you see on the left side and the right side of this graphic. The left side can only do so much to really push forward your vehicles. It's a bit more of a branding exercise. The right side of the graph can go to each individual vehicle and make them really shine for what they're good for and how they might best fit a potential customer that would come to your store.
Yes.
And with that, Eliana, I think we're up for a poll question right now.
I think that would be a great idea. All right, audience, guess what? We have three poll questions for you today. The first one is on your screen now. We'd love to know what's happening at your dealership, so please take part in our poll questions. They really help us out. The first question is, are you currently using an automated platform for your used car marketing? Please select one of the following answers. Yes, and it's working great for us. Yes, but we aren't seeing the results we would like. You know what? We tried it once, but we aren't using it now. No, we've never thought of using one before. Or no, but we're thinking about it. Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results. So the question is, are you currently using an automated platform for used car marketing? Please select one of those answers. We're still waiting for those votes to come in. And I'm actually really curious about this because I don't, honestly, until this subject came up, I wasn't really sure it was something that you could automate. So I'm curious to see how many dealers are out there that are actually automating it, or are they more hands-on and they want to do it by hand? So I'm really excited for this one, guys.
We are too. We are too. I feel like we should play some Jeopardy music right now. Do you ever do that when you're poll questioning people?
I have never done that. Don't know if we're allowed to use Jeopardy music. But if you want to hum it or sing it, I am A-OK with that. If you think
this is how you know he's loosened up a little bit now. Everything's kicking in on this end.
What is he drinking again?
Water.
It's water-based. Water-based.
Okay, water-based. Okay. All right, so let's close this poll and share the results. All right, everyone. 22% of my very awesome audience today says, yes, they are actually using automated platform for their used car marketing, and it's working great for them. So 22%, that's great. 17% said yes, but they admit they aren't seeing the results that they would like. Now, 6% said that they tried automation once, but they're not using it now. 11% said, no, we've never thought of using an automated platform before. But the majority, 44% of today's audience, said, no, but we're thinking about it. Very interesting.
Wow.
All right, gentlemen, what did you think about those results?
I mean, that really just goes to show what an emerging market this really is for paid advertising.
Absolutely.
You know, that interest level is nearly half of the audience. They're all considering it at this point. This is something that's becoming a very big deal.
Yeah, I think it does. It speaks to the fact of what we're talking about, which is it's something new that people should be considering, and it sounds like most of the smart people out there are.
Nice work, smart people.
I like them too. All right, keep going, gentlemen.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to talk about why automated PPC is important to selling used cars. We're going to get into the details of why you want to look into automation platforms and how they actually outperform traditional PPC in many cases. Here we see three key reasons that automating your PPC using a software provider provides more bang for your buck than just doing traditional used car PPC marketing. The first one, lowering your cost per click, is obviously very important. The real secret to saving money and selling more cars for less ad budget is to lower your cost per click. By achieving a high quality score, building extremely high ad relevancy, and delivering the best possible user experience, you're going to see a much lower cost per click on used car marketing when you're using automated software than you could ever hope to achieve through traditional paid search marketing. The less you pay for each visitor that you're driving to your site, the more visitors you're going to drive to your site for the same ad budget, which is going to give you more chances for conversion, and you're going to make more money with the same budget. So that's at the core of what we're talking about, which is selling more used cars for less money. Higher click-through rate. We have seen a much higher click-through rate with automated ads because they're so specific to what the user is searching. And with traditional campaigns, like Styx was showing in the earlier graphic, they're traditionally going after more generic terms, which are people that are higher in the buying funnel. Like they know they want a used Honda, for example. But with automated software, you're targeting somebody that's looking for that 2013 Honda Civic at that trim level. And that's a car the dealership has on their lot right now. And it's a guy that's searching it less than 20 miles from the dealership. So obviously the click-through rate on his ad is going to be a lot higher than the generic ad that they're seeing from traditional paid search, which goes to the qualified leads. Because the people that are being driven to your site are much lower in the buying funnel, the leads that we're generating, vendors that are providing automated software, are much more targeted and likely to close. You aren't targeting people looking for general used car terms. You're targeting people looking for that specific vehicle that you have on your lot right now, today.
And once again, we're going to kind of draw your attention to the graphic on the screen especially. I really want to talk about the quality score. Chris has mentioned it now a couple of different times during his parts here. So I want to clear the air and make sure we're all on the same page. Your quality score really stands for the value that Google sees in having your advertisements on their site. In the grand scheme of things, everybody that visits Google is seen as a customer of Google. Now, that's a great thing for Google. It makes them a very successful business. But in order to keep them coming back and not going to competitors, say, like Yahoo or Bing, they have to deliver time and time again the very best customer experience.
Right.
Your quality score is Google's determination of, do we show you to our customers in, let's say, first position? Is that not good enough? Maybe we'll show you in second position unless you pay more. This is where they go ahead and handle the market. So what's really key here is if your quality score is very high, you've shown that you're doing advertising that pertains directly to what the consumer is searching for, and your ads call out to that as well as incentivize them to click through, which is a great aspect of your advertising. That means you're relevant not only in Google's eyes but actually in the eyes of the customer base. The other side of that is if your quality score is high, you can actually achieve a savings on your advertising. We have seen some pretty significant savings on the traditional side, but there are even more to be achieved when you automate this process, because like I said earlier, you're actually going to take the human error out of the equation and really allow your ads to perform at the highest possible level.
Exactly. And I just want to point out that this graphic represents something important, because you are probably advertising some of the same cars as your competitor who's very close to you. So how much are you going to pay for that click? How does Google know that your ad should be positioned higher than them if you and your competitor are both willing to pay the same amount for that click? Exactly what he just said. How good is your ad? What is the quality of the ad? You can see in the graphic that if you have a low quality score, you could be paying as much as 400% more than your competitor for the same term for the same car.
And that's a massive difference.
However, if you're doing a good job, you could be paying half as much as them. So this all goes back to how to sell more used cars for less. Get a higher quality score, you're going to pay less, you're going to drive more traffic the same price.
And what you see now on the screen is really an illustration of how this entire process works. Up in the top left-hand corner of that graphic, you see the searches for a 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokee. This is year, make, model. Now, this already goes beyond what you would see on the traditional side. No traditional agency is going to go through the hassle of creating its own individual campaign by hand for their 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokee. By automating the process, we're going to take the 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokee and then go ahead and create an advertisement based upon the data that's available in the inventory feed on that vehicle. This is where automation shines. As you can see, this particular advertisement is showcasing some different features about that vehicle: low miles, leather interior, that the price is $16,888 or just $236 a month. So now the customer went searching for a very specific vehicle. They now saw an advertisement that matches that search and incentivizes a click-through, and then they would go to a landing page that highlights what they went searching for in the first place. That 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokee is now the highlight of that page and really what they should now go to. We want search to match advertisement to match landing page. If you can get those three to happen, it's a big step forward, and thanks to automation, we've seen that capability come to light.
Exactly. So we're going to talk a lot about quality score because it's a huge impact on how much you're paying per click, which affects how many visitors you can get to your site for the same budget. And when it comes to directing traffic, where you send that traffic has a very large impact on your quality score. When it comes to the landing page, we highly recommend certain points be paid very close attention to, because it will boost the quality of the ad itself. I don't want to get into too much detail, but on that landing page, we try to make sure, and any automated solution is going to try to make sure, that the meta tags match the title of the ad and mention some of the ad those points as well. Am I on the wrong slide here? I'm going to move this forward.
So we're going to go ahead and show you an example of the landing
there
page you're talking about.
There we go. So meta tags, H1 tags, a lot of these terms are used in SEO, but they also apply directly to PPC. The meta tags, the H1 tags, should match a lot of what was in the ad copy that directed the person to the website. And then the actual vehicle that was shown in the ad should absolutely be highlighted on the landing page and include the same price and the same features that the visitor saw in the ad. Then when the customer sees all of this, it builds trust immediately, which is how you build a good user experience, but it's also connecting the dots for Google. They see all of this in the ad, they see it all on the landing page, it's a good user experience, it builds your quality score. Unfortunately, it may not be right for the customer because maybe the color of the vehicle isn't what they wanted, but if you're showcasing similar vehicles on that landing page in addition to the vehicle they saw in the ad, then they can see if there's other vehicles similar to the one they were looking for that you have in stock as a dealer. And they keep looking through your inventory. So you keep leading them on and keeping them on the site and pushing for that conversion.
And that was a big discovery for us. We've been looking into automation for a while now, and you know, initially we saw that a lot of people would bounce off just based upon something as silly as color or interior trim if they didn't like a beige interior, gray interior. So this whole similar matching aspects of automated bidding and automated PPC really brings forward the next step in making sure that, okay, if this one wasn't correct, what do you think about the next three on the page? They match in many ways to what you came looking for in the first place.
It's true. We did a lot of experimentation when we got into this automation. And we looked at what other vendors are doing out there. And, you know, delivering a vehicle detail page as a landing page is good because it's very specific. But like he's saying, it may not be exactly right. And the customer bounces quickly because they just saw that one car. That one car, that's it. But if you put them on a search results page, now they can see that you have a lot of other cars in stock that are similar to the one they saw, and they're not as quick to bounce away, and they'll stay on your site and click through more. So there's a lot of trial and error that we went through in developing, and other vendors have been through as well. We watch the evolution. Vendor proxy sites is something that we're going to talk about. In our opinion, it's the best way to accomplish all of this because then the third-party vendor has complete control of all these different elements that we're talking about, meta tags, H1 tags, similar vehicles, the price, all the stuff can be completely controlled, which is going to boost your quality score. But it also gives that vendor full ability to track all the conversions, record all the phone calls, provide you with all the information about every live chat that happened on there. Like, every conversion point can be completely tracked. Most vendors pass the customer through to the search results page like we're talking about instead of the vehicle details page, which is great. And it helps build that higher quality score. We often do it because we're sending people also, and a Haystack and all these other vendors that are doing automation will oftentimes send them to the dealership's website themselves because of manufacturer guidelines that require that any kind of paid advertising has to send the traffic to the dealer's main site and not a third-party site, which is fine. It just requires a little more work and a little more time to make sure that all these individual details are paying attention to try to build your quality score and keep your costs as low as possible. So when we talk later about best practices, that's something that you want to talk to your vendor that you're using or that you're considering to make sure that they're doing all those things, even if they're sending the traffic to your website.
And to that point, you know, Chris mentioned being able to send traffic to a dealer site versus a proxy site. And the benefits of reporting on a proxy site, obviously those are numerous because the vendor themselves can really go ahead and get very granular. That's not to say that reporting if sending traffic to the dealership site is not going to be informative or not going to be sufficient. It will be. We're just saying that if there is a proxy server in place, you have the ability to see more of what your customers are doing when they've gotten there on your money. And that's going to be a big thing for all you dealerships out there. You want to know what your dollars are getting you. Oh, Eliana, I think we're going to tag you in. It's another poll question.
I love it. All right, audience. Second poll question coming your way right now. It's on the screen, and we want to know, how much of your total current pay-per-click budget is spent on used car advertising? Please select one of the following answers. Is it more than 60%? Somewhere between 40 to 60%, somewhere between 20 and 40%. Is it less than 20%? Or, you know what? I don't think any money goes directly towards solely marketing used cars. Hey, that could be your answer too. We want to know what's happening at your dealership. Thank you so much in advance for taking part in our Dealer On webinar poll questions. Once again, here's that question. How much of your total current PPC budget is spent just on used car advertising? More than 60%, somewhere between 40 to 60, somewhere between 20 and 40%, less than 20%, or you know what? I don't know if any money goes directly towards used car marketing. Once we get a majority of votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results. And hey, you got questions for Chris Burns and Styx Irati? We want to know. Get those questions in. We're here talking about PPC. And what? Were you going to say something?
No.
Actually, Eliana, we're actually pretty curious about this question in particular. When you think about how a dealership spends their money and where they're allocated, you know, used cars are where they make their biggest margins. Every dealership knows that, and they use that in their practices. So, you know, if this is where you can make the largest margins,
are you really spending the most dollars to try to advertise?
Right, and are you getting the best for that money? So Chris and I are definitely very curious to see what the results of this are going to be.
And, you know, it's funny because a few weeks ago we did a show on fixed ops. And we know that dealerships make the most money on fixed ops.
Yeah.
Spend zero on fixed ops to promote it. So it wouldn't surprise me if, in fact, used car advertising maybe isn't at the top of their list. I don't know why they do that. But you know what? Let's ask the audience.
I was going to say, that could be another question.
I hope we come back. We would love to talk about fixed ops in the future.
Yeah.
All right, I like that idea. All right, audience, thank you so much for your votes. We really, really appreciate it. We're going to close this poll right now and share these results. Okay, only 6% say that they are spending more than 60% of their current PPC budget on used car advertising. No one is spending anything middle of the road, evenly split. No one said they were. 35%, so more than a third of today's audience, say that they're spending somewhere between 20% to 40% of their budget on used cars. 29%, about another third, says that they're spending less than 20% on used car advertising. And then the remaining 29%, so here's your answer, almost a third of today's audience, says they don't spend any money directly towards used car marketing when it comes to their PPC budget.
Wow. And
wow.
We'll be really curious.
A little worse
to know.
Than I thought it would be.
We'll be really curious to know how many of those 29% are grouped in the 44% that are prospecting automated software for something like this.
You got 58%. Huge amount spending less than 20% or nothing.
So I really hope that every one of you that isn't currently right now, I hope that you're part of the intrigued party that is looking to get in on, you know, something like this and looking to spend a little bit more for your used inventory marketing.
And just so you know, we did have a comment that came in from David, and he says, I'd be curious to know if those 6% that are spending more than 60% on their used car advertising, if those are strictly used car only dealerships. That's a very good point too, David.
Yeah.
That's a great point to be made, and certainly one to be considered because, you know, new car dealerships, they have so many different, you know, ropes that they have to jump through and avoid with getting co-op and such from their brands that used car marketing isn't always top of mind. So we're certainly sensitive to that. We understand. It would be nice to hear from those, you know, those 6% and see exactly what, you know, their status is as a dealership.
Maybe we should float those questions in the Q&A.
Well, let's keep going with the presentation. You guys are doing great.
Awesome. All right, well, the topic at this point is going to be on automated bidding. The whole idea of this kind of advertising is to automate the bidding process. You're going to automate the campaign creation, which is going to save you a lot of legwork, but the constant maintenance is done on the bidding side. This is where humans are, you know, innately going to be a little bit less effective than a program that's bound by rules. So when we look at this, we're actually able to make sure that every keyword's bid is looked at on a daily basis and that adjustments are made exactly how they need to be to maintain the best possible outcome for a dealership. Now, when you're looking at that, we personally, best practices here, like Chris said, we're going to talk about it later, we don't usually aim for the first position with these ads. It's not necessary. Usually it ends up costing you a little bit more for not much more effectiveness. We're looking for the best effectiveness for the cost that we're putting out there, right? So, again, automated bidding, we're trying to streamline this and get every bit that we can for each dealership dollar. I'm not sure that all automated solutions are created equally, but the best ones are adjusting the bids at the keyword level at minimum daily, but it could be hourly. It could be by individual click to adjust for factors like ad position. For us, like I said, the sweet spot is in that third position. That way, we can make the most of each of those dollars.
Yep.
Now, many automated solutions also adjust bid based on conversions engagement, click-through rates, and even on the age of the vehicles in inventory. These are all factors that really make automated solutions shine, and they give a clear edge over traditional PPC methods. We would like to see in this space that the automated piece really try to take over, because again, these are your vehicles that yield the highest margins. Why not spend that money in the very, you know, most efficient manner to get that to happen for you?
Yeah. Let's move on to higher click-through rates. Another really great thing about automated solutions is that we can really create dynamic ads that are highly relevant to the actual vehicles that you're advertising. Obviously, with traditional used car marketing, vendors have to be somewhat generic in their advertising since humans could never update ads based on the actual inventory in real time. So what happens is they use templated, generic ad copy that they use for every other dealer that they're advertising for as well. But with automated solutions, you're able to generate ad copy that speaks to the exact vehicle the user was searching for. So we can show them not only some of the best features of the vehicle, such as the fact that it has low mileage, that it has leather seating, maybe a sunroof or anything else like that. But we can show them a low monthly payment. A lot of vendors show what the actual price of the vehicle is, or the market price, or value savings on the internet price for that vehicle to try to hook the attention of the shopper. In our experience, the best way to drive click-through rate higher is by showcasing a low monthly payment. That's what we recommend. Users are used to shopping by payment. It's an emotional buying factor for a user. Seeing an internet price is a good start. It's better than traditional used car marketing campaigns could do, but we recommend taking it a step further and showcasing a low monthly payment. That's the kind of emotional connection that drives a higher click-through rate for all of the vehicles that you're advertising. It's important to mention that a higher click-through rate is also a way to increase your quality score for your ads. We keep going back to that. It's all about driving the quality score as high as possible so you pay as little as possible for every click that you drive to your site. The better job you do in showing search engines that your ads are more relevant, the more they reward you with a higher quality score, which in turn is going to drive down your overall marketing costs and get you more visitors for less money, helping you sell more used cars for less advertising dollars.
And I think it's pretty important that we, you know, really make sure we clarify with this. Automation is not a method that's going to replace traditional PPC. Traditional PPC really has a very large side of what you do as a dealership and how you spend your money.
Sure. I mean, you've got new cars, you've got service, you've got parts, you've got accessories,
absolutely,
you've got all this other stuff that needs to be done still.
And those are things you really, you know, can't automate as clearly as something like used car marketing like we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. With this, because the inventory is so diverse, it's a very easy way to automate the process, optimize those campaigns, and really see them shine. So with regard to more qualified leads, every car dealership across the country, across the world, is always going to ask for more qualified leads. I want the most bottom-of-the-funnel customers because they're the ones that are going to come in and say, give me this car. While traditional used marketing is more generic, they're targeting buyers that are higher in that buying funnel, and that makes it difficult to close them, by narrowing them down to one specific vehicle. The customer doesn't really know what they want, right? It's the dealership's job to narrow that down. For automated marketing like we're looking at, you're targeting a person who knows exactly what they want. That's me, personally. Eliana, you mentioned that I'm a lifelong car enthusiast. I'm not the average customer. I know exactly what I'm looking for, and I prospect, you know, across numerous dealerships. This kind of advertising takes a look, especially at someone like me, and says, no, look here, look at my dealership, I have it for you. And you can see that this is going to be a person who will be much more likely to buy, quickly and go through the sales process than someone who just knows that they want to find a used Honda Accord, for example. In addition to the relevancy of that advertising is, the payment that that they're going to pay. A lot of people, especially when they're going in the used market, they don't buy the end price. They buy their monthly payment. Can I afford $319 a month? Is that too much? Actually, Mr. Dealer, I can go all the way up to $379. What does that change on my term? So with something like what we've been doing and what our research has shown us, using monthly payment as a driver has helped, number one, convert more visitors, but number two, you know, really make our ads relevant to the entire audience.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about best practices for automated PPC marketing when you're trying to sell more used cars for less. These are things that if you're using a vendor or you plan to talk to a vendor, you should probably keep in mind and you may want to include as part of your discussion when you're evaluating them or if you're having a monthly meeting with the current vendor strategy session. First, one of the things we recommend is not deleting ads ever. Some of this is very technical, so I apologize if we get into too much detail, but you really have to when you're talking about software, right? There's no way to avoid it. We recommend reusing ads and not deleting ads. Some automated solutions just delete your ad when you sell a vehicle, and then if it's no longer in your feed, they delete the ad. It's gone forever. They don't want to advertise cars that you don't have in stock, so it makes sense to delete an ad if it's not in stock, right? No, wrong. We advocate for pausing the ad programmatically, and that means that the next time that any software would see that that same vehicle, that same year, make, model, trim, comes into inventory, instead of creating a brand new ad for that vehicle, we already have an old ad that's aged that has build quality score, so we just reactivate that old paused ad. It's already got the history, it's already got the quality score. This means you don't have to re-optimize every time a new vehicle comes into inventory that you've already had before and sold previously. It's just another way the automation software can take your paid search campaigns to heights that traditional agencies are never going to be able to touch. Keyword discovery is another big one. We're talking here about basically using the software to try to detect new keywords that may be searched often and then programmatically generating new exact match campaigns for those keywords that it's discovered are searched often in these discovery campaigns. That's a very technical PPC process, and if anyone has more questions about it, we can cover it after, because it is important, but it's very technical to get into the details of it. Showing a low monthly payment is important to us. It's something that we're preaching and recommending to everybody. I know that all of the other vendors are currently showing the MSRP or the internet price or a discounted price, which is great. I mean, it's great. A customer can see that a car costs $18,000, but what does that mean to them? They know that they can afford $240 a month. That obviously has an emotional impact, and that's how they buy. That's how you connect with them. So it's great that you show what the car costs, but we are highly recommending that any automation software has some kind of payment algorithm so that you can automatically generate a low monthly payment based on the age, the APR, the down payment, and then obviously disclose all of that later on when they hit the landing page.
And now that's a pretty decent point to consider if you're, let's say you're a Highline dealership, right? If you're a Mercedes-Benz dealer, if you're dealing high-end BMWs or things like that, maybe your customers aren't driven by monthly payment. We're not saying that this is the only driver. We're saying this is one of those drivers that has shown tremendous return on investment. So, you know, for any of those Highline vehicles like that, if you're dealing, you know, let's say just, you know, vehicles off lease that might have in, you know, a system like ours an $800 monthly payment generated, you don't have to showcase that, but yeah, it's a tool that you can utilize for some of your lower inventory at that point. That's always going to be something that the dealer and the vendor would want to discuss together.
You're absolutely right, and it goes to the reverse as well, because if you have a really old, cheap used car in stock, you may not want to show that there's a $10 a month monthly payment on that vehicle.
Yeah, no, that's not going to sell.
So you got to have cutoffs for a maximum and minimum payment, and don't show a payment if it falls outside the guideline of where you would want to actually show a payment. And automation software can accomplish that for you. The landing page, that's something that we talked about earlier, and it's extremely important. We can't stress it enough. It builds your quality score. It's going to decrease your marketing costs. It's going to get you more qualified leads. You have to pay attention to the ad copy, how well does it match the landing page, and make it as relevant as possible. The last thing we have on here is mobile-specific ads. I don't know that every vendor is doing separate mobile-specific ads for every desktop ad that they're advertising, but we highly recommend that we think it's part of the job of any automated vendor to cover those kind of bases for the dealership. For every desktop ad, the software should be creating a mobile-specific ad that targets people searching on mobile devices. Mobile ad messaging is shorter, it's focused, it's all about click-to-call, it's a little bit different than desktop advertising, and you need to make sure that your vendor's doing this for every vehicle that you have in stock.
All right, Eliana, you're up.
All right.
Poll question time.
Our last poll question is on the screen now. We'd love to know what's happening at your dealership, so here we go. The question is, where do you currently direct your used car PPC traffic? Please select one of the following answers. Do you take that traffic and go send it directly to your inventory search results page? Do you send it to an on-site targeted landing page? Maybe you send it to your dealership website homepage. Or it's possible that you send it to an off-site third-party proxy landing page, for instance, your page over at cars.com. Or, hey, we have that last answer on there too. Oh, gosh, I have no idea. It might be that one for you. So whatever it is, we want to know. Please take part in our poll question. We'd really appreciate it. Also, we're getting in some great questions from our audience, so thank you so much to those of you who've already sent them in. We're going to be getting to that Q&A session very shortly. And for those of you who haven't sent in your questions yet, what are you waiting for? We're going to be getting to that Q&A session soon, as I had said. So let's get those questions in. We are here to help you sell more cars through PPC for less money. Isn't that the goal? All right. Where do you currently direct your used car traffic from PPC? Directly to a inventory SRP? Do you send it to an on-site targeted landing page? Do you send it to your dealership website homepage? Do you send it to an off-site third-party proxy landing page like cars.com? Or do you have no idea where the heck it goes? Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll, share the results. Actually, the majority of the votes are already in. So, gentlemen, if you'd like, I'll close this poll, and we'll see what the audience had to say.
Yeah, let's go for
it. It's up to us?
Well, not really.
Wait, pause.
Wait, give him a second. Give him a second.
All right. Hey, I did want you to know, we had a few people who wrote in who were in that 6%. And they
Great.
From the last poll question, and they did say they were used car dealerships, just so you know.
Ah, okay.
In that case, I hope it's 100.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's close this poll now. You ready, guys?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. I don't know. Here we go. Okay. 56%, that's the majority, my friends, 56% of today's audience say that they send their used car PPC traffic directly to an inventory search results page.
Good. Okay.
17% said that they send it to an on-site targeted landing page.
Okay.
6% say they send it to their dealership website homepage. Another 6% say that they send it to an off-site third-party proxy landing page like cars.com. And surprisingly, 17% of today's audience say they really have no idea where their used car PPC traffic is going.
Wow.
Gentlemen?
That's unfortunate. That's very unfortunate.
What's the right answer? Where should they be sending it?
I think that the majority, the 56% that are sending it to the search result page, are on point.
Yeah, they're definitely on the right track there. That gives them the most chance to go ahead and convert those visitors. If the first car doesn't work, maybe the second car does. Maybe the third car does. That would be the best place in that scenario.
I think they just need to make sure they look at those best practices that we talked about earlier and make sure that all those points are covered on the search results landing pages that they're sending the traffic to.
audience, thank you so much for answering those poll questions. That's your last one for the day. And we'll be getting to the Q&A session shortly, so make sure you get those questions in for us. Okay, gentlemen, please continue.
All right, so mistakes to avoid in this segment, mistakes to avoid with automation in your PPC, and this is especially towards used vehicles. Remember that landing pages matter. Chris talked about it earlier, and let's reiterate here. You spent the money to get them there, so wherever you're going to land that traffic should be your very best bet. And like that poll just showed, a lot of you are sending them to the right place. But for those of you who may not be sending it there, especially those of you that were sending it directly to your homepage, you really want to make sure that where you land that traffic is the most pertinent information for converting those visitors. The next one, don't overbid. Whatever method you choose with regard to used car inventory marketing, be it traditional, be it automated, do not overbid. At that point, you're going to simply spend money for the sake of spending money. It's not going to go any further with regard to converting those visitors. Doesn't always have to be in the top spot to be the most effective. And then the last bit is right pricing used in advertising. So if you do a pricing update on a vehicle, make sure the vendor knows. If you're looking for, advertising for vehicles under $10,000, make sure that wherever your traffic goes for that advertising goes to your under $10,000 page. Whatever the case might be for those campaigns, make sure the right pricing is showcased throughout. If it's not, that's something that in our research and in our time doing this, we found can be a hassle to overcome with those customers.
Yes. And I know that we're getting short on time, so we're going to wrap it up with what we think is the next big thing when it comes to automated PPC marketing to sell more cars for less money. Something that we're talking a lot about is psychographic, demographic, targeted marketing on Facebook. It's very big right now outside of automation in other industries. In automotive, people are starting to use it, and we're advocating for automated vendors like ourselves to integrate with Facebook to be able to take advantage of this extremely low cost and very powerful marketing platform to drive bottom-of-the-funnel traffic to the vehicles on your site. We've integrated with Facebook's API, and we're able to build buckets of audience types. So we can showcase groups of your dealership's inventory to these buckets of people. An example would be showcasing minivans to moms, right? Not just moms, but people that have lots of friends that are moms, or are into maternity-related activities. We're able to showcase all of your minivan inventory to those types of people on Facebook when they're searching around through the news feed or just looking on Facebook at pages that they like. Another example would be showcasing your truck inventory to hunters, campers, SUV inventory to the same groups of people with targeted messaging that speaks to their specific interests. Another example would be showing some of your low-cost sedan inventory to college grads or kids that have a lot of friends that are about to become college grads. Facebook, it's kind of scary. I'm not going to lie, it's a little creepy that Facebook has all this information and they give it to advertisers like us to take advantage of. But it's there, and it's all accessible through an API that an automated platform can take advantage of. So software is able to actually tailor groups of ads and showcase them to these highly targeted people. The cost per click on this type of marketing is crazy low. I mean, talking about pennies sometimes per click, which greatly improves your ROI on your marketing.
For those of you who can think of, your traditional CPCs, you've seen costs above $5. You've seen costs above $7.
We've seen as high as $30 in competitive markets.
It really depends. But in this segment, when we're talking about how your money can be seen by just the right amount of people, we're talking pennies on the dollar.
Yeah. So we're highly recommending that you start asking for the service from your current vendor that you're using or new vendors that you're evaluating. We think that you should evaluate or at least allocate a portion of your advertising budget to Facebook-targeted psychographic marketing in addition to automated text, traditional display, and all the other things that you're doing with your paid search budget. And And that's going to wrap up our presentation.
Yeah.
For today.
These are a couple of the available resources for you guys. We'll be sure to get those out to you if you can't copy them down while they're on the screen right now.
Yeah, so these are some suggested resources, just more in depth about automated software and how it can help you sell more used cars for less. Action items for everybody on the webinar. We think that you should evaluate your current automated vendor's best practices, those things that we covered a little bit earlier. Those are the key points that you want to make sure that whoever you're using is hitting those points, to make sure that you're spending as little as possible to drive as much traffic as possible for the budget that you're spending. If you're evaluating a new vendor, obviously, it's much easier to talk about how they're doing that than your current vendor. The poll question we had about how much of your used car budget is allocated to advertising, or how much of your total advertising budget is allocated to used car, means you might want to think about how much you're really spending on text, display, Facebook, psychographic marketing, remarketing, all those things that need to be done on your used car marketing. And take a look at the reporting from your vendors and look at all those key points that we talked about, like click-through rate, what your cost per click is, and how many leads you're actually generating from phones, chats, form submissions, and things of that nature.
All right, Eliana, we've hit the fun button now. Ask our experts.
That is correct. All right, audience. We just to let you know, guys, you've done very well. There's some really, really great questions in the queue. Audience, thank you so much for sending in some great questions. We're going to be getting to those questions in just a moment. By the way, if you have an opportunity to, please visit the handouts section of our GoToWebinar interface where you can download today's slide deck presentation. Just in case you want it, it's there for you. It will not be there for you after the webinar concludes. So take the opportunity now to download it if, in fact, you would like it. All right? And it's that time, everyone. That's right. Go to that next slide, gentlemen. If you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, well, I announced that our good friends over at Drivematic, they're giving away an awesome prize today on the webinar. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win an Apple iPad. Yeah! All you have to do is answer a simple question about the presentation. So get ready and get to your keyboards. First one to write in a correct response is going to be walking away with this very cool prize today. Of course, I know we have a lot of vendors out there today, but we're going to ask you to kindly sit this one out. This prize is intended for dealership personnel only. All right, here we go. Good luck, everyone. And just so you know, it was not a question. The question that these guys came up with is not anything that was actually on a slide. So you had to actually be paying attention to what they were saying. So I hope you guys can answer this. If not, it's okay. We have a backup question, but if one of you answers it, and yes, you may take guesses. But we will say that the question is, good luck, everyone.
Good luck.
What did Styx say was his favorite alcoholic beverage? What did Styx say was his favorite alcoholic beverage? Oh, my gosh, I can't believe somebody got this right. Julia.
Really?
Yes. Julia
Sharamet.
Do you know who Julia Sharamet is?
No.
Julia Sharamet says he doesn't drink. That is the correct answer. It was a...
Oh, wow.
Julia, you must be my biggest
question.
Fan. That's
Julia Sharamet, good job.
To a woman to pay attention to the details. Very impressive.
Very impressive. Julia Sharamet, congratulations.
Very good.
You need to write on in, let me know what dealership you're from, and then I also need your you should see the funny stuff people are writing in now. I also need your mailing
address. I'm curious, what are they writing in? Can you tell us?
One David wrote in, darn those non-drinkers. A different David wrote in, burn that iPad. And somebody else wrote in, now I need a Guinness.
A Guinness?
Yeah, a Guinness. That's a kind of beer.
Whatever
sticks,
that was.
All right?
For me.
Okay. All right.
Julia, what dealership are you from, my friend, so I can give you a proper congratulations. Now, audience, I know only one person. We only had one prize. Only one person could win today. But you know what? We give away cool prizes every single week on our Dealer On webinars. So you didn't win today. Julia was the lucky one today. But you know what? We give away cool prizes every week. So come on back for another Dealer On webinar. And who knows? That could be the day that you win a really cool prize on a Dealer On webinar. I still don't have Julia's information. Julia, what are you doing? High-fiving people over there?
She must have zipped.
She must be in shock of it right so quickly.
Well, I'll tell you what. Julia, get that information over to me as soon as you can, my friend, all right? Congratulations to Julia. Of course, we got to thank all of our audience members today for playing along. And one of the Davids wrote in. She's running through the showroom screaming. Maybe she is. I hear where she is.
I want an iPad.
Julia, where are you, babe? Okay, here she goes. She wrote in. She's from Baron Honda. Lord only knows what city she's from, but Baron Honda, Julia Sharamek, congratulations. We want to thank our good friends over at Drivematic for their incredible generosity. Julia, send me your mailing address, my friend. Okay, let's get to those questions, all right? Gentlemen, you can put on your camera now if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
And yeah, go to the next slide.
There we go.
Your pretty pictures. You can go to the next slide. Okay. Yep, we already covered that one. Okay. Steven wrote in, are quality scores available for all campaigns?
Steven, yes. Actually, every ad that you have used, it receives its own individual quality score. So there are a bunch of ads within a campaign. So every individual ad has its own separate quality score based on the ad copy and the landing page and the click-through rate and all the other things that we talked about earlier. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you. All right, Stephen, you got a follow-up question? We're here for you. Right on in. Okay, your next question comes to you from Doug. Doug says, have the dealers that you consult with experienced a significant change in CPC bid to maintain position and impression share since Google nuked the right column? That one comes from Doug.
Since Google nuked the right column.
What he wrote, man.
Right. So basically what Google used to do is have three ads on the top and a whole side column of ads. In addition to that, so you could have 10 total ads on a page. And they kind of got rid of that side column, so you've only got the top three ads. And it really hasn't impacted us because, like we said, I think Stix was talking about it earlier,
Yep. We
target that third position, which is always going to show up in those top three ads. So we haven't seen an impact at all from Google nuking the side ads.
And even to take it a step further, that's really where the automation comes into play, right? If it's set by a person, it's very difficult to maintain that third position at all times. Mm-hmm. However, if you do it by an automated system like this with rules in place that say don't let it drop below third position, you're always going to be able to have that, you know, that security to know that your ad is there. Great question, though.
Yeah.
That was a great question. We're going to have another question from Doug in a little bit. Okay, Clay. Clay wrote in, and by the way, Clay happens to be one of the people who wrote in to let us know that he does work at a used car dealership. All right.
So
Clay wrote in, and he says, what about laws regarding disclosure? And I wrote back to him, disclosure on what exactly? And he said, monthly payment ads.
Right, right. That's a good question.
Absolutely.
Very good question. So the way that we handle that, and I can't speak for the other vendors out there in the space, but the way we handle that is that anywhere that we show a monthly payment, we disclose how you arrive at that monthly payment. So for us, when we set up a new dealership as a customer, we have an algorithm that we use to generate that low monthly payment. And I spoke to it a little bit earlier where it talks about the APR that you're going to use, the down payment, whether it's a percentage or a flat amount. A lot of different factors, and it's dynamically disclosed anywhere the payment is mentioned on the landing page.
And the great part about that is it's not specific, it's not generalized across all dealerships. Each dealer has the ability to go ahead and customize that option specifically for how they would go ahead and finance those vehicles. If they feel that a 2011 won't qualify for 72-month financing but would for 60 months, then you can go ahead and make that distinction. Same with, say, a 2007 won't, you know, maybe it won't qualify for 60 months but would work with 48 months. We can work with those terms and customize, you know, those disclaimers for exactly how we got those payments and so on across all dealerships.
And then when they see the payment on the landing page and they click get more information, it's disclosed that this is assuming a certain amount of down payment and a certain APR with whatever the terms were that we used to generate that low monthly payment. It's always fully disclosed on everywhere that the monthly payment is mentioned.
Oh, very cool. All right. Clay, if you have a follow-up question, you know we're here for you, so right back on in. We're going to be closing up the show in a little bit. We just have a handful of questions left. Like, for instance, this one that came in from today's winner, Julia. She wrote in, can all of this that you just talked about be applied to new cars?
Oh, great question. I'd say that the simple answer to that is yes. The more complex answer is that there are a whole lot more nuances, Julia, involved in the new car side. With new cars, you have, let's say you're a, I think you said you're a Honda dealer. Let's say that you have 40 Accords on your lot right now. The issue with this is that they're all the same year, they're all the same make, and they're all the same model. So now we only can go by trim level. But if you have 10 of the same trim level, how do you automate that? And that's what we're actually in the process of fine-tuning right now with our software. I can't speak for competitors like Haystack or Showroom Logic and some of the other ones out there as to whether or not they've done this already, but I can tell you that it's something we're focusing on for the very near future.
Yeah, one of the very important aspects of traditional PPC marketing for new cars that we advocate is still the lease payment. Having the lowest lease payment possible showcased in the ad for the vehicle. And so as a little preview, we're actually looking at adding that into our automated software where we're allowing the customer to say, are they a veteran, are they a repeat buyer, so that we can determine if there are discounts that can be applied to generate the lowest possible monthly lease payment for the vehicle they're looking for, and then show that to that customer. So, yes. Yes, the short answer is yes. We're looking into how to use this for new car marketing.
All right. All right, Julia, thank you for the great question. Hey, we have another great question that came in from Doug. He says, what is a good quality score, and where or how can I find mine?
I would say, first and foremost, I'm gonna hand it to Chris in a moment. Where you can find it, if you have a vendor that's currently handling your paid search, if it's not you doing it yourself, Doug, I would inquire with them right away, unannounced. Don't give them any, you know, preview of it. Simply say, I'd like to know my quality score, and demand that report before they have any chance to go ahead and adjust or make any, you know, try to hide anything, right? You want the undisturbed quality score exactly as it is. But Chris, what's a good quality score?
We want to see quality scores. It's a 1 to 10 scale, so we want to see quality scores above 7, and obviously as close to 10 as possible. But if you're below 7, then it's not good. And you can see that in the AdWords interface through Google. If you don't have access to that, then that's something you want to request access to from the vendor that you're using, or ask them to generate a report to show you what the quality score of every ad that they're advertising on your behalf actually is.
Oh.
Hopefully that answers.
Oh, and Doug just wrote in. He said, thanks. All right, Doug, thank you so much.
Right.
Great questions from Doug. If you have some follow-up questions, please let me know. Okay, a few more questions to get to. For instance, this one from Chris. He says, how important do you consider showcasing trim levels, features, and other VIN-specific details in the ad copy? Features like leather interior, navigation system, and details such as exterior color options. That comes from Chris.
From Chris. First of all, hello, Chris, as another Chris. Hello.
I don't have that problem. I think I'm literally the only Eliana.
Yeah, it's actually really annoying because I'll often hear people yelling Chris, and I'm always looking around to see because it's such a common name. It's very annoying.
Chris wrote in, there are literally dozens of us.
Oh, yeah. We're everywhere. But we talked about it a little bit earlier. We think it's very important that you showcase as much unique information as possible about the vehicles that you're advertising. So you want to make the ads as relevant to the vehicle that you have in stock as possible, and the only way to do that is to show unique information that other people aren't showing in their advertisements. So, yeah, the trim level, leather seating, sunroof, low miles, all that stuff is very important, and it builds relevancy, which builds quality, which decreases cost.
And not only that, but Chris, your advertisements actually have a certain number of characters that you can make use of. If you weren't to fill that space with particular features of that vehicle, I would ask you, what would you fill it with, or would you leave it blank? If you leave it blank, you're missing out on potential chances to go ahead and incentivize that person to click on your ad. So, you know, in the real, you know, short answer, you want to make use of as much available space as you possibly can, and the best way to do so is by showcasing those great features.
You don't want to fall into the trap of the generic advertising messages that everybody's using, like it's a great deal or call us for pricing. Like, you have a very limited amount of real estate, so you've got to pack in as much relevant quality information as you can, and that kind of information is exactly what you want to have in those ads.
Chris, thank you so much for the great question. Got just a couple more questions, and then we will close out the show, gentlemen. All right, here we go. This one comes in from Catherine. She says, what should I expect to pay for a product like this? I'm assuming she's talking about automated PPC.
I'll pass that to Sticks, who's the director of sales. He can answer a pricing question.
Great question, because for all of you dealers, you have a certain amount of money allotted for digital budget every month. You'd like to know, you know, how much of that should I put specifically towards used car marketing, and then what are management fees on that? Now, you know, this is something that we as a company, for us specifically, always go back and forth about. Do we charge a percentage of budget? Do we charge a fixed fee? And the answer really is, for something like this, we're going to do a fixed fee. And again, this is only pertaining to our product. I would tell you that if you're doing a system like this and you're being charged a percentage of budget, I think that it's not in your best interest. With an automated system, you know, the rules behind the management of it are a little bit different. They're not as hands-on for staffing reasons, right? Staff is not going to have to go ahead and interact with these as much as they do traditional campaigns. Traditional campaigns, it makes more sense to do a percentage of budget. With regard to budget, let's address that first. What we have been seeing here is that anywhere between $20 and $30 a car per month is going to really be that sweet spot for budgeting. So if you have 100 cars, you want to budget between $2,000 and $3,000 for a 20-mile radius each month around your dealership. That's going to give you a great chance, and it really, you know, depends upon how rural or how you know, how populated that area is, whether it's on the $3,000 side or the $2,000 side for that. As a management fee for something like this, you know, today we only really talked about automated advertising on something like Google search page. I can tell you that right now we only charge $500 a month as a management fee to do this. Now, if you do the math, $500 a month on, say, something like a $3,000 budget, you're talking less than a 20% management fee. That's a pretty decent deal for that dealership in particular. But like I said, you're looking at exactly how much would I want to spend on a vehicle per month, probably $20 to $30 per. And I would make sure that your vendor is using a management fee and not a variable percentage of budget. That's where I think you're going to be spending a little bit too much in this space.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the question, Catherine. And last question comes in from Wendy. And she says, can you name one difference between you and the other vendors in this space? And I got to cut you off because we're really running late on time. So very, very quickly.
Chris.
Yeah, sure. The one thing I would say differentiates us from everybody else is that we actually have a patent.
Oh.
We have a patent on how you actually generate monthly payments in those ads. So you're probably not going to see that from anyone else.
And with that, gentlemen, thank you. That was an excellent answer. Thank you very much, both of you. Chris, Styx, loved having you on the show today, my friends. Great job.
Right.
And I don't think that they stumped you, did they?
No, not yet.
Well, not yet. All right, well.
I'm good all over again.
I would love that. All right. Thank you, gentlemen, so much. Fantastic presentation. I've got to remind the audience that a link to download a copy of this webinar recording is going to be emailed to you later today for your reference. And, hey, share it with your friends and colleagues. Today's webinar is also going to be posted online within 24 hours. So you can go to dealeron.com/webinars to view our upcoming webinar schedule or access any of our past webinars, too. Also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey. So fill it out because we're always looking for great feedback from our audience. We want to hear your opinion about today's show and the Dealer On webinar series in general. So please fill it out. It is 6 short questions and we would really, really appreciate it. And invitations will be going out tomorrow for our next webinar. Become a car dog millionaire and sell more cars online. With today's harsh economy, everyone in the auto industry is feeling the pinch and dealerships need to make every dollar count. However, each month, countless dealerships nationwide waste thousands of dollars online when they could be selling a whole lot more cars. You want to know how to sell more cars online? Yeah, you do. Jim Flint, author of Car Dog Millionaire, is here to help you increase your online sales. In this fantastic one-hour webinar, Jim will break down the digital details that will keep you ahead of your competitors and will show how focused, fact-based retail tracking will lead to exponential incremental sales gains and more satisfied customers. Attendees will leave with a clear understanding of how to measure real results with Google Analytics and how not to fall into the automotive Bermuda Triangle. He will also discuss the popular Moneyball concept, which illustrates how to get the most bang for your buck with your advertising dollars. If you're ready to become a car dog millionaire and sell a whole lot more cars online, then this is one webinar you simply can't afford to miss. Don't forget, Dealer On's weekly webinars are held Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions regarding these webinars and our topics, contact me directly. Again, my name is Eliana Raggio, and I'd love to hear from you. So track me down online. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and I'm on all the automotive social networks. Or just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today, and I hope to see you all on another webinar in Dealer On's continuing education series. Take care.